a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I'm Bernie Hanna from the state House of Representatives, Democratic leader, and I'm joined this morning by Billy Sutton, who I think is new to this. First time Billy's been here at our press conferences. Billy is a state senator from Burke, and he's the assistant Democratic leader in the Senate. Billy's one of these, we have a number of really fine young South Dakotans who are leaders out here in the legislature, and Billy's among that class and just doing a super job here. Billy, I have a little bit of a voice problem this morning. Billy talked me into going to the Black Hills Talk Show and Rodeo on Wednesday night, and I lost my voice somewhere about 1 in the morning between Midland and Phillip. I'm not sure where I need to go back and find it. But we did go down to the rodeo, and it was a really special evening, actually. I didn't know until we got there, but they welcomed us like royalty, and then they brought Billy out in this, and welcomed me out into the stadium, and did a video tribute to Billy's rodeo career. And it was really a special evening, and they talked about how important Billy Sutton has been to rodeo, and then did a video tribute, and it showed how he left rodeo leadership and came here to the legislature, and it was really a cool deal, Billy. I was proud to be a part of it, and proud of you for being here. We want to talk, Billy and I, just a little bit about how the legislative session is going. We're ending our, fourth week already, so it's almost getting to the halfway point. And as far as Democratic leadership is concerned, I really think we're doing some good things, and we're talking about the right issues and making some progress. I'm going to talk a little bit about health care. Billy will talk a little bit about the education side, and then we'll open it up to questions. And education and health care, I mean, that's what government should be talking about these days. We need to reboot our economy, not only in the state but across this country. We're losing a lot of jobs to technology, and technology is changing the workforce so quickly that never before in history has it been so important that we have a healthy, educated workforce. And I don't think South Dakota has been doing all it could and should do in over the last decade or two to prepare our young people for that workforce. But I sense that now, especially this year, wouldn't you agree, we're finally hopefully turning the corner and starting to talk about really making those kind of investments that will clearly pay off. In fact, if we don't make those kind of investments, I think South Dakota is going to be left behind in the 21st century. So regarding health care, I mean, obviously the top priority a lot of us feel would be Medicaid expansion, obviously. Biggest public policy decision we have to make out here. And I think we're making some progress in that area. Really, it all started last session. And this session, I sense more and more people have a willingness to, try to figure out some way to get off dead center and move forward. Last week, the governor announced that he'd sent a letter to Secretary Sebelius, and I think others here in the building have reached out. On the Democratic side, we've written letters to the president, to Secretary Sebelius, and to other contacts we have. So hopefully we'll get some word back from them soon. I think we've all stressed to Washington that the clock is ticking, that we are, I think, the first legislature to conclude its business in 2014, so we need to know, and we need to know now, what the parameters are. So hopefully we're making some areas, some progress that way. There are a number of bills. A lot of reporters ask me about these bills. There are a number of bills that have been introduced by Democratic legislators, primarily, I guess, relating to Medicaid expansion. Those are what we call out here kind of placeholder bills. We want to make sure that we have a vehicle for when something breaks loose. And we also want to have discussions and hearings. We want to hear from the public. So those bills are really intended to get a good hearing and a good discussion on these issues. And you'll see those bills coming along. And they're in various forms. I think one even calls for an initiated or to put it on the ballot to have the people decide, if nothing else, in November. But hopefully we don't have to wait until November. Hopefully we can figure something out and move it forward before that. Another good example of how we're working together, I think, to address health care. It was yesterday in the House Health and Human Services Committee. There was a really positive vote on an issue that's been out here for a couple of years now, providing prenatal care to infants regardless of the mother's citizenship. That represents all that is good government, smarter government. I mean, it will save money, save lives, improve the lives of infants. We have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. that's an embarrassment for South Dakota. The governor and his wife have created an infant mortality task force. They've recognized the problem. They support the bill. Had an 11-1 vote yesterday, so that was encouraging. There are other health care initiatives out here. In fact, Senator Sutton has a bill to provide audiology services for children in the Health Insurance Reform Act. So a lot of good things we're talking about. The governor in his State of the State speech talked about a number of initiatives, expanding the medical school. Nothing has been more important to health care, especially rural health care, than our medical school. The governor is talking about expanding that class size all the way up to, I think, 60 over the next couple of years. We're talking about providing more encouragement and incentives for people to enter the careers of physician's assistants and nurses and physical therapists. We're trying to beef up recruitment programs, especially, again, for rural communities. So, you know, these are the things we need to be talking about in South Dakota, and I think Democrats are really appreciative that that's the agenda in the 2014 session and that we're making some progress. With that, I'll turn it over to Billy. He'll talk about education, and we'll get into your questions.
All right. Well, thanks, Bernie. Billy Sutton, District 21 Senator. I'll just hit on some education things that we've seen this session, and I think this session kind of opened my eyes that there's a recognition of the importance of education, and we really appreciate what some of the things that the governor has done to move education forward. You know, we've seen over the last few years the struggles that education has had, not only at the K-12 level, but also with higher education. So, you know, for instance, the 3% increase for education. The governor didn't have to do that by statute. We could have just given 1.6% and moved forward. But he took the initiative to give 3%, and that's very much appreciated. Another topic that we just heard about a couple days ago when the governor announced the CTE grants. 12 districts throughout South Dakota, 12 school districts are going to receive $8.5 million in future fund grants to improve career and technical education across South Dakota. And, you know, it's very important to move forward with those types of things to get our workforce career and job ready. And so that's a big step. And it's, you know, to not put it lightly, but it's a game changer for rural districts. You know, my district, District 21, received one of those grants, and it's going to change the face of some of our communities by keeping those, hopefully keeping those students in our rural districts and getting them to come home. It's a very important step, and that's just been a great thing for South Dakota, that CTE grant that's being proposed. The next one is higher education. You know, I think the goal of our higher ed systems is to keep higher ed affordable and accessible. And so one of the things that the governor's proposed this year is a tuition freeze. And I know that there's just vast support for that from both sides of the aisle. I know that our caucus is very supportive of it. And I think it's timely. We've seen tuition increase 35%. Since the 2007-2008 school year, and we're losing ground in that regard. We used to be one of the lowest tuition rates of the surrounding states, and now we're the third highest of the states that surround us. So we have to address that, because with that comes college debt, and we've heard so much about that nationally and in South Dakota. You know, the average debt of the South Dakotan student is $25,400-some. You know, nationally, we're less than nationally, but when you compare us to the states surrounding us, we're losing ground. We're becoming less competitive in that regard. You know, one statistic I found interesting was students coming out of college nationally, 68% of them have debt. In South Dakota, 78%. So more of our students are coming out of college with debt than the national average. So that's definitely something that we need to address. You know, one other statistic I found interesting was that when you look at your college education, if you get a bachelor's degree compared to if you just graduate high school, your average income will increase $20,000 by just going and getting a bachelor's degree. I mean, that's the importance of higher education and moving forward after high school. You know, we appreciate a lot of the things that have been done, but we'd be remiss if we didn't mention some things that we could be doing better and things that we could improve on. One thing we could do is try to catch education up further, K-12 education. You know, there's proposals out there to get us back to levels that we were at before the cuts of 3 years ago. And I think that would be a very important step. You know, we'd look to get to a real dollar amount in the per student allocation of $4,805 per student. Along with that, we need to address teacher pay, because the more money that we can get to the local level, the more opportunity they have to pay their teachers. We have the lowest paid teachers in the nation, and I don't know that anybody can argue that. And it's definitely something we need to address if we want to attract the best and brightest teachers coming out of our universities, because we are not competitive with other states. We're $8,000 behind the closest state to us in average teacher pay. So you could simply go across the border into another state and make a minimum of $8,000 more. That is something we need to address. And in many cases, it's much higher than $8,000. In many cases, it's $15,000 to $20,000 more in just average teacher pay. So that's something we need to address. We need to address further ongoing support for career and technical education. Ongoing dollars need to be put towards that. Funding of the Opportunity Scholarship, funding of Needs-Based Scholarship. We can do better in that regard. And doing anything we can to lower tuition, because our universities are very tuition dependent. The state's share of support for higher ed has decreased. It used to be 55%. We've decreased that down to 39%, the state share of higher education. So with better state support comes a lower cost of education. But with that, we need to get our by doing those things, we can get our kids career ready, college ready, and job ready for the workforce. So the main goal should be to keep it accessible and affordable. And with that, we'll stand by for questions, comments.
Very good. Great.
Nate with South Dakota Public Radio. Senator Sutton, you know, you had talked a little bit about education. Actually, that was most of what you had talked about. But one of the pieces that you did talk about was the debt on that South Dakota students have. I think you said $25,400. How can South Dakota get to where some of these surrounding states are? Are you guys going to observe what these other states are doing? What are some things that you're going to do to try to get that down for college students?
Well, one of the things that we could do is more state support. Dollar-wise, because as I said, the more state support you have, the lower that they can keep tuition. Because we've decreased at the state level what we've given to higher ed pretty drastically over the last few years. You know, we've with the cuts that went in, and you know, schools have costs that keep increasing, and we see it every day. And so, the more that we can do at the state level, better chance we have of keeping tuition low. But as I stated too, increasing funding for needs-based scholarship and opportunity scholarship would go towards that too. More money available for scholarships, the less debt that a student is going to have.
Any questions online? Ben? The Ben Dunsmore online? Nate, anything else?
Yeah. All right. Again, Nate with South Dakota Public Radio. Representative Hunhoff, one thing that you had mentioned was the workforce and how a healthy workforce is important here in the state. What's the status of that right now, and do you think anything big could happen with that in the next week or two?
Especially related to Medicaid expansion, Nate?
Yes.
I'm the eternal optimist, or you wouldn't be here as a Democrat, especially, right? No, I'm optimistic that something will happen. I know we will expand it eventually. You know, you just asked a question, Nate, about how do we accomplish more in education, and it costs money. The only way we're going to, you know, free up resources for the kind of good programs that Billy's advocating is to somehow get a control of health care costs in South Dakota. I mean, the Medicare. You know, we can argue all we want about, you know, Democrats versus Republicans and, you know, what we should fund. But the fact of the matter is, we can all agree on this. Healthcare is eating up a bigger and bigger piece of the pie in the state budget, and we've got to get control of that. And what people are going to eventually realize is that the Affordable Care Act seeks to do just that. It's not actually a new spendy government program. It's a big challenge to the states and to America to try to get a handle on healthcare costs and to do things smarter. And more preventive medicine, smarter care up front, and everybody sharing in the cost and taking responsibility for their own health care, more wellness. And so if we can do that through health care, we'll have a healthier workforce. We'll also free up monies for the good programs that Billy's talking about. And, you know, other states are not standing still. That's the thing. We're not doing great in South Dakota. We have a wonderful state, but we have not been making the kind of investments in the young people that we need to make. And sadly, too many of those dollars are going to programs for seniors. The last thing we need to do is pit young people against seniors. That would be a very sad situation in public policy. But other states are not standing still. Tennessee, I understand there's a buzz around the Capitol this morning that Tennessee is actually going to make free community college tuition. There'll be no cost anymore. Here in South Dakota, we don't even really have a community college system. I guess the closest thing would be the tech schools. And our tech school officials tell us, because of lack of state support, they have some of the highest tuition rates in the country. You know, so that's the difference between South Dakota and Tennessee. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. And one way we can do it, actually, is by embracing health care reform. There's a moral reason to do health care reform. There's also a monetary reason. I think it will eventually save money.
Sure. What kind of discussions are you having with some of your colleagues across the aisle about some of these issues specifically that you just mentioned?
Yeah. There's a lot of diversity among the 105 legislators, and the challenge that we face is, trying to come up with some kind of plan that at least a majority, if not a big majority of them, would be comfortable with moving forward. And I clearly think that the best plan would be full expansion. I mean, it's such a bargain for the state. It covers those 48,000 folks. It provides a huge infusion of monies up and down Main Streets in every community. That's the way to go. Politics is the art of the possible. If we can't do that, then we'll try to craft something, that fits at least a majority of the legislators' desires. And we're talking every day. I bet we're talking every hour almost. I don't think an hour goes by where we don't have a conversation with a Republican colleague on, where are we at, what do you think, and, what would be suitable. Anybody online with a question? If not, my voice is about shot, so if you'll let us go, we'll go. Okay. Anything else, Nate?
No, I'll let you go.
Okay. Thank you.